Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Sunday night here of Cha 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 in Blue for this Sunday, the 24th of April of 2022. And tonight on the show, let's see, in the history part of the show, we'll hear from Bessie Smith, Frank Hutchinson, Charlie Patton, Johnny Shines, Willie Nix, J.B. Lenore, Hop Wilson, Albert King, and Dave Spector with Barkin' Bill Smith. We're going to close the night out with a tune from Denny Snyder. Well, actually, the Snyders, but he'll be doing a solo show out in Point Clara at Studio 77. And we'll bring you a tune from him to close out the show. We'll have a new release here, a new CD from Eliza Neal. She got a new CD out called Battered to the Bone, just came out on Friday. We'll play you a couple of tracks from that. And we'll bring you a couple of tracks here from some of the newest things that came through, including, let's see, we'll have the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer and Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters and Angelique Francis. We also have a couple of remembrances to pass along. A few people died this week over the past few days. We had Jerry Doucette, who just passed away. I'll bring you a tune live from the Yale Hotel in Vancouver. Guitar Shorty passed away as well, and I'll bring you his first single, as well as one of his more recent ones. And Bill Bourne passed away, and you know him from Tricontinental and from his own solo shows as well. And we'll bring you a couple of tracks from him. But to get things started, how about we turn to another new one that just came out. Here's Son of Dave from his new CD, Call Me King, and I'm Going Monkey for Your Love. Yeah.
has to live getting higher and higher. So many vendors and not enough spenders. Walked in the store to buy me a roll of toilet paper. Cashier looks at me and she like, it's gonna be $50. I'm like, you must be out your mind. Oh, love, you must be out your mind. Oh, love, you must be out your mind. To think that we gon' let you keep robbing us blind.
Thank you.
band. That was Father's Son from the Harpooners and the Axe Murderer from their latest CD, Live at the King Eddie. Before that, we heard from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters from their new CD, Mercy Me. We heard Dave's Groove. Angelique Francis before that, and you'll be able to catch her hosting the Maple Blues Awards in June. From her new CD, Long River, we heard Out Your Mind, and we kicked it off with Son of Dave, former Crash Test Dummies member, from his new CD, Call Me King, and that was I'm Going Monkey for Your Love. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Oh, this was a bad week for a lot of things, I'll tell you. We lost several people in the past few days. Let's see, including, we lost Jerry Doucette, which we're going to get to in a little bit. We lost Guitar Shorty, and we lost Bill Bourne just this past 16th of April. He was born in Red Deer, Alberta, and raised in a musical family. His musical education started when he was 2 years old. He would sleep behind the piano at country dances where his parents' band would perform. He's formed in a duo with Alan McLeod, and they won a Juno Award. And he was also a member of the Scottish band the Tannehill Weavers. In 2000, he became a member of the collective called Tricontinental, along with Madagascar Slim and Lester Kitsaw, and they recorded four albums together. He released his album Voodoo King in 2002. He also collaborated with Shannon Johnson, Lester Kitsaw, Madagascar Slim, Aisha Willis, and a few others on other CDs. In 2011, he fronted the Free Radio Dance Band with his son Pat Bourne for the recording of the album Bluesland, which we're going to hear from in just a few moments. In 2012, he collaborated with Tippi Agogo and other well-known musicians to release the Amoeba Collective. In 2013, he led the Edmonton Christmas album titled An Edmonton Christmas Live Off the Floor with a whole bunch of Edmontonian artists, including Joe Nolan, Jenny Tai, Jeremy J. Witten, and Justine Vandegrift. And he passed away of cancer on April 16th, just a few days ago. We're going to hear two cuts from Bluesland, a little bit of blues on a tune called On the Sunny Side, but we'll kick it off here is Bill Bourne and the Free Radio Band at Home.
There's a hole for the grandmas and the grandpas. Living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, now this is Coco Robichaud, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Blizzard roars. let the blizzard roll.
Born in the Free Radio Band from the CD Bluesland, we heard On the Sunny Side and Home. And I'm sorry to report that Bill Bourne passed away just this past April 16th of cancer. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. As I said, it's been a tough week in the blues. Guitar shorty David William Kearney also passed away. He passed away April 20th. He was born in Houston, Texas, but grew up mainly in Florida, and he was taught by his uncle to play guitar at an early age. Started leading a band not long after. During his time in Tampa Bay at age 16, he got his nickname Guitar Shorty when the Walter Johnson band featured him as that name. And he said, you got to stick with that name because it's going to be good for you. He steadily began to garner accolades from his peers, and he joined up with Ray Charles Band for a year. Recorded his first single in 1957, and we're going to hear that in just a little while. It was called You Don't Treat Me Right, and the flip side was Irma Lee. He did that for the Cobra label under the direction of Willie Dixon, after Willie Dixon had caught him playing with the Walter Johnson Orchestra. He fronted his own band in New Orleans, played at the Dude Drop-In regularly, and he had special guests like T-Bone Walker and Big Joe Turner and Little Richard. Moved to the West Coast when he was 19, played with Sam Cooke, and moved up and down the West Coast a lot. And then he met his future wife, Marcia, in Seattle, Washington. She was the stepsister of Jimi Hendrix, and Hendrix was enthralled with Shorty's playing. He used to go AWOL to go from his army base to go and see him perform. Shorty actually even introduced Hendrix to the wah-wah pedal and loaned him one when he couldn't afford to get his own. And he married Marcia in 1962. They separated back in 1970. And I'll tell you, I got this one here. He was a real showman, and he would do a lot of, you know, flips and things like that. And this is from an interview he did with Art Tripaldi in Blues Review magazine many years back. He said, I'm out there playing everything and dancing to James Brown and all that stuff. I ran out there, jumped in the air, landed on my head, and I'm staggering around there still playing that guitar. I didn't turn that guitar loose. I owned it. Barney laughed. He said, is that what you got to show me? I said, I'm going to do it. I kept on playing. I talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, let me make this. Then I got running start, and I jumped up in the air and landed right on my head again. I hit that old concrete so hard, I bounced back up on my knees. And I got up and I looked back at Barney, and he was laughing. He said, Shorty, you're not going to play till you kill yourself? And him and the horns walked off. I kept playing, walking around there, playing the guitar, clowning as if I wasn't hurt, getting the applause until I got enough nerve to do it. I started playing and I said, Lord, one time help me. And I started running with that guitar, and I jumped up in the air and closed my eyes, and somehow I landed on my feet. And when I landed on my feet, the audience jumped up and started screaming and hollering and throwing money. I looked back and Barney grabbed his horn and all the cats were back on stage playing. And I kept on playing until I finished the show. I got all kinds of applause. So that's the kind of guy he was and the kind of performer he was. And he had a stick-to-itiveness that let him continue doing that without killing himself playing. He unfortunately passed on April 20th in Los Angeles. He was 87 years old. We're going to hear two cuts from him. We're going to hear from his 2010 recording for Alligator. His CD was called Bare Knuckle. He recorded a couple of CDs for Alligator, but we'll go back first to 1957 for his very first single. Here's Guitar Shorty and You Don't Treat Me Right.
Baby, how's your dog treat me right? be at home. Took my money, I didn't say I would. I ain't gonna tell you all I heard. They talking about you all over town. You gave away my love, I'm forced to put you down. You gave away my love when I was nowhere around. So I'm leaving you, baby, to put you down.
Take the wedding band, off your hand. Take all your clothes. I don't want to smell you no more. Here's all your photos. You all packed. Now stop walking and don't look back. Walking in on you with the enemy.
That's David William Kearney, better known as Guitar Shorty. And we just heard Betrayed from his Alligator CD, Bare Knuckle. And before that, his very first single from 1957, the Willie Dixon produced You Don't Treat Me Right. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And let's see, the final item in this hat trick of death is Mr. Jerry Doucette. Former Montreal, actually born in Montreal back in 1951. He relocated to Hamilton when he was 4 years old. Well, he didn't. His family did, I guess. 2 years later, he started playing guitar after his father got one for him. He joined numerous bands before his solo career. He ended up migrating to Toronto when he was 20 years old. Played in the final incarnation of Brutus. He moved to Vancouver after that in 1972. He played in a number of bands before going solo. Of course, we all know his big hit, Mama Let Him Play, which was a Billboard Top 100 song. And also a platinum release here in Canada. And that, of course, gave him a substantial publicity and tour promotion. I've got here a recording of him live at the Yale Hotel in Vancouver, part of Storm and Norman, a blues DJ out there, a series that he did, and he recorded a great CD compilation of it. And so here he is. Here's Jerry Doucette live, and this is, this song, we all know it. Of course, here's another Willie Dixon tie-in, written by Willie Dixon and Sonny Boy Williamson, and covered by thousands of people, probably. Here's Jerry Doucette and Help Me.
Help me, child. I can't do this song. for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Boychuk on the keyboards right over here.
Jerry Doucette.
And that would help me from the late Jerry Doucette, who I'm sad to say passed away just this past April 18th. He was 71 years old. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you want to hear something again, or if you missed something that you wanted to hear, just go to CKUT.ca. Look it up in the handy programming and archives and just find the show you want in the convenient little grid that's right there. Download the one you want. We keep them up there for several weeks and keep them in stereo for a few weeks and then drop them down to mono, save a little bit of bandwidth, save a little bit of money, which, you know, we just had our funding drive. So that's some of where we spend that money. So, you know, it's never too late to donate. So just download it right there. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. We don't need to know your location. We don't need access to your device. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need anything at all. It's just an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Let's see. I think I could time to squeeze in one new release this week. And I think we are going to choose out of this stack of them I've got here. Detroit powerhouse Eliza Neals. She's got a new CD out called Battered to the Bone. She's a Detroit-born blues rock star. She's got a 2018 Detroit Black Music Award for Blues Artist of the Year, 5 Detroit Music Awards as well, a total of 14 nominations in the newly formed Independent Blues Awards, along with the Get Ready to Rock UK's Glowing Best Artist Awards in 5 categories. She's an operatically trained Wayne State alumnus who has gained national attention since 2015 on Sirius XM BB King's Bluesville. Her history of performing and opening for legendary musicians go back many years. And from, let's see, Detroit's songwriting godfather Barrett Strong to George Clinton, the Four Tops, Kenny Olson, Tony Joe White, Mike Zitto, Tommy Castro, Walter Trout, Papa Chubby, Albert Castiglia, Victor Wainwright, King Solomon Hicks, and recently Blues Foundation Hall of Famer Joe Louis Walker. Her new CD, Battered to the Bone, just came out on Friday, and it's available now out on Bandcamp. Features Texas guitar player Lance Lopez, and he's got a couple of CDs of his own out there, along with Detroit Hall of Fame guitarist Billy J.C. Davis. On Hammond B3, she's got Peter Keys, that's an appropriate name, and on grand piano, John Galvin from Molly Hatchet. So we're going to listen to 2 tracks from this one. I think that's actually the first 2 tracks on her CD. We'll hear Let Her Step Out with a little bit of blues here on Queen of the Nile, which features Lance Lopez and Peter Keys. But first up, here's the lead-off track to Batter to the Bone. Here's Eliza Neals and United We Stand.
The Barbados House Montreal presenting BIM Spring, a Belgian and French cocktail soiree celebrating the new Republic of Barbados. Saturday, April 30th from 5:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. It will be held at Santo Denoyers Community Center.
1335 Lakeshore Drive, Dorval.
Music by Drew and DJ K Quick. The admission is only $35. Lots of door prizes and giveaways. For tickets and info, please contact 514-552-1003.
I am a Belgian.
Hello, this is Victor Wainwright, and you are listening to one of my favorite programs, Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and also CKUT.ca. Turn it up!
Spells with a black hair bomb. A witchy, witchy woman got a nation stacking hold, breathing new life into your heartless soul. Doing things you ain't never been told. A shaking